This is an MUT Radio podcast.
We're having an interview with Usisi Phumzile Majola. I have her on the line, njengamanje. So let us welcome her. Hi. Boo, 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 boo.
With the voice.
I love that.
Thank you.
Oh, I love that. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Yeah. You're doing good.
Yes, I'm doing really great. Obviously, I'm just on memory lane, man. I wish I really drove physically there because I'm an MUT pupil too, you know?
MUT alumni!
Hello! Yebo! Yebo,
oh my gosh! That's amazing. Wow.
That's home for me.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. Yo, This is about to be...
That's what we used to sing.
Oh my word. And yes, I have. Oh well, it's a corn. Oh wow. You really are an OG.
Like, if I tell you stories and of places that no longer exist now, you'll actually realize I'm so ancient. Let's not talk about it.
Oh wow, okay, yeah, let's not talk about it. We might just figure out how old you are.
Oh wow.
So we know, So we know, there's going to be an event of the Kings and Queens of Gospel that is going to be hosted by Inkono Foundation to fundraise for stronger resources to be invested into its programs and also community outreach initiatives. So we know, the event dates is going to be on the 3rd of December 2020 at the Durban ICC from 6, Wantambama, and the tickets are 200 rand, which will be sold via web tickets. Pick and Pay and Boxer and Stores. So you are the events manager, events coordinator, right?
Not really. I'm the project manager for Inkono Foundation. Then we've got Inkono Thrive Global, which is the mother company. Yeah, Inkono Foundation, because it's in a NPO. That is more like Inyao and the hands that reach out to our communities. So, obviously, I do coordinate the event because it's a fundraising event. But mine really is... to drive umbono work later in Vuselelo, seeing what's very enough as Inkono Foundation, to revive it, to rebuild the landscape of community through our development workshops and the edu campaigns that you do. So eventually, fundraising, then it was just natural for us to that's what we are all about. Last hamba corner, sivusi temba. Last hamba corner, we are encouraging our communities to go to ikusasa le South Africa, ikusasa la malokishi nendawo zethu zasemakhaya. So let us get up and build. But before we can build, we need to be built in ourselves. That's why one of our courses is Wednesday Women Development Workshops. It's personal mastery, where we are building our entrepreneurs themselves before we can focus on their entities.
Oh wow. This seems like you guys are going to be doing quite a lot. And I want to know, cause it's my first time hearing about Inkono Foundation. So could you briefly tell us about the foundation itself and what does it stand for?
Okay. Inkono Foundation, like along with 2017, umsunguli walo noma uchairperson walo is Uzodwa Msimang, who is one of business women basethekwini abayibamba ishisa and have been in business for over 24 to 25 years now. So eliqala because organization Inkono, formerly known as Inkono Communications, which is now Inkono Thrive Global, benza iDBF, which is a exhibition ama SMMEs. But then must ba realize with Iman. Over years, kuna abantu sicinga sababoni, and you find that ama business abo actually they've closed down. So that means there is more that still needs to be done for SMME development, more especially in the semakhaya. So the Ikona Foundation labe seliyazalwa to be a tool or to be a catalyst for rural economic development, where we help abantu abasha nabantu besifazane abasezindaweni zasemakhaya. Approach or focus here has been on ama-co-op since we know ukuthi uhulumeni wethu previously had invested a lot on ama-co-op, but avela fadabala because of ama-co-ops just did not function. There was just a lot of things that made them not to succeed as bandeplanile. So now we discovered ukuthi one of the key solutions is to empower the individuals within the co-ops themselves through e-personal mastery to allow them then to work together as a unit. So then that's what we do, and then we also do our information seminars for e-youth where we gather different stakeholders that they are sharing information on new avenues of business. So we know njengamanje ukuthi there's a lot of drive towards environmental friendly business and social entrepreneurship. So these are the information to say later in down the semakhaya, because siyazi ukuthi information ayifinyeleli kalula kubona. Then we bring ama stakeholders to speak about funding opportunities. Then we create a way ukuthi bakwazi ukuba ne-access to those kind of things. We and also do edu-campaign programs. Njengamanje i-focus yethu is on robotics, science, literacy and financial literacy, which is more like entrepreneurship for grade sixes and grade sevens. Where we are realizing ukuthi our kids abasema primary levels mabe qala bethi baya e high school abana clue ukuthi what is out there for them. Subject selection, they're just taking anything that seems easy, and then easy after matric does not take you any far. Even if you do go to a tertiary, you find that you do a management degree ekugcineni ubuhlala ekhaya, because ayikho enye indlela yaphambili, because jobs in the future really are more on science and anything that has to do with technology.
True.
So then, therefore, to actually start at the grassroots level, to start creating a mindset, engayisabi science, ebona the bigger picture. Ukuthi, you know what? Ngikhamuka eNanda, ngikhamuka kaMashu, ngikhamuka eMlazi. But you know what? I actually can go kaNASA. But how do I get to kaNASA? You know that?
Yeah.
Kind of mentality that also much as robotics, kwala bona ama robots bawakhe at grade 6 and grade 7. By the time it's a high school, esethu pursue career akazukusaba ungena ko computer science nobanibani, because the coding kade ayenza all along, unana ne idea that there's something called coding. So basically that's what we're all about changing certain narratives agcine ama limitations kuma communities ethu, especially endaweni esemaphandleni.
Yeah, that's amazing. It seems like you guys do a lot of things and it's very life changing. And I like how it's centered around the youth, because I mean, you know, that old saying that they are the future generation, and whatever abantu abangaphambili have done, they've done to create that legacy, you know, and paying it forward. So I know what you guys have also successfully reached out to more than 1,000 beneficiaries through your rural women outreach program, as well as your youth seminar. So can you please just briefly tell us a little bit about that, the rural women outreach program?
Okay, what we do, like I was saying, it's like a development workshop where we gather women, we do financial literacy, we do business management, it is more on personal mastery, where we deal with issues of mindset, where we deal with issues of vision, purpose, dealing with inner conflict, being able to deal with amanye personalities ahlukene from yours, understanding yourself first before you understand your partner or your business partner. So it's all about developing umuntu from within. Because even if we do come and talk about if funding going to Africa, really, if you've got anger issues or you've got greed issues or you know that selfish and self-centered, really, collaboration. But I cannot be productive, but I need maybe 4 or 5 more SMMEs, which is Tanganeni, send in Bumba, and then be able to have enough office room that we can actually export. So we find ourselves even limited because of the lack of the empowerment. Some suffer from low self-esteem issues. Some suffer from mental health issues. So we address all those issues to enable an environment. So even with the youth, we also talk about issues of you know, what's an Angela is the problem with abazali nabantwana khona la kungakhulunyiswana khona kweminye imizi
ngokwamanye
amafamily. So we also address ama issues akanjalo ekumeni lo kusebenza kokunzima okungako sokwenzile as a parent. Kufanele ukwazi ukuthi udlulise, like you're talking about legacies. You must be able to pass it down to your children, but if ukuthi unrelate kuzosiza ngani? So we also do that, and we also do ama outreaches like to orphanages and just like ama flat nje. We organization yethu yashift focus kancane yasihlala ekrezeni ama funds and donations where besiphuma sihambise ama blankets, ama food parcels, senza ama soup kitchen for abantu abahlezi emaholo. Ngibe behlezi ematendeni kwenye nje indawo safika sathenga itende khona because kwakuhlezi omama no baba neingane in one hall. So both even a marquee. So I would say Ikona Foundation is an NPO with a heart to see people bigly term.
I really can see that, and I want to go straight into the event that's going to be happening on Gomhlaka 3. So it's going to be the first Kings and Queens Gospels album live recording. How exciting is the lineup of the gospel artists that are going to be there? I know Gutsukzobekonus's colleague, she's going to be one of them. Yeah.
It's actually okay. So that'd be the first live recording, but it's our third segment. So it's exciting. For us, it's always about the outcome. It's all about impact. Everything you say in Zayotina is about impact. What's happening in the spiritual atmosphere in the city and in the province, and what is really needed? And right now, you can see, post COVID, abantu bashayekile a lot, and there's a lot of discouragement, both young and old, both students. I mean, I have a matriculant. It was the toughest, even though Tisha Bebe is truth. I know, had it really tough. So that's when a lot of people, it doesn't matter how my ages. So, Ilaina Pietu is all about, as you'll see on my hashtags, my social media pages, it's a hashtag revive. Spelling more revive because we are saying you can rejoice. So, that's why we thought Obaba Umtunzi number. We understand Uti. He is not just a singer or a musician or a producer, but he's also a minister who also is in the prophetic ministry. So, we felt Uti, we need a man of God who's not only just a preacher, but also a musician or an instrumentalist and a worshiper to come and declare a word of life over our young people and over our families. Then we also have Babu Ntokozo Ngongoma. He's also been with us, floods, like I'm a crisis center, Zabebe's corner. The Tamba and Ababu Ngongoma, space shine to me, so like I see Flabele standards, Bakulele, stirring up the hope and the courage to get up and rebuild again. So he's also part of us, Nakona Futsuguya, where the CAE event. We also have this Umam Kolega, and it's been a while. But she's got a heart and a passion for Imvuselelo. You know, when we started talking to her, she was like, yo, guys, I've been even in prayer, praying. We pray for Imvuselelo. We see that kuningi okuqinanisile. There's a lot of depression and a lot of darkness that is covering the people. We need to just break free and break the atmosphere. So she's also part of the lineup because of the heart anayo for Indumiso. So I would say to anyone who's coming, come already to be revived. Come and be ready. Ubuti, you're going to shed tears. You're going to be on your knees. You're going to be rolling. It's going to be a free atmosphere. Ubuti, pume. Usubwa, 2023, ugubona kahle. Because iwe, it's got 2022. Uzobuyilahle phansi.
Yeah, that's it really does sound like it's going to be a very uplifting, very reviving, restoring event. And just to confirm, we know Uti, the event's going to be happening on the 3rd of December, right? Go 6 iphele ngoba isikhathi siyazi venue ukuthi say ICC.
Okay, mabethe ngo 6 abazosijoyina kule mvuselelo. You will be like, yo, uzothusangena nje ngo 6 ubu serenade by worship with foyer. We've got what we call foyer worship session. It's like an unplugged session, a prepare to the main event where we'll have cocktails served and lots of interactions. There is a marketplace where we'll be selling merchandise, offer my t-shirts, balloons, sugar, messages of encouragement. And then exactly 6:45, we go to the main venue, the main cause. Seven on the dot, and we're going to be finishing at around 10:30. But I have to say,
yeah, that is very true. And I'm going to get a web tickets, Pick and Pay, Boxer Stores, iMalini. Is it 200 Rand for general? Or, please clarify that for us.
All right. I'm going to get 200 Rand. It's a flat price. The reason why we decided to flat price, we understand Joban Shlonyaga has been really tough.
Yes.
And we didn't want to be a konosalang apandle, be it a student, be it umzali, be it it's a matriculant, also breaking us up to tell you Zulu in English next week. Actually, I just need a break. I was so fun to plan and just step into the holy, into the throne room. I'll be revived. So you can go even our online web tickets and also purchase your tickets there. We do have competitions that are running also with Solezwe and also on our social media pages. If you hook up there, you'll find us and you'll find our competition. So maybe you might be lucky and get your own free ticket. But do support us and buy, because the money that you spend is not coming to us to buy our BM, but it's for us. We are reaching out to our orphans. Up until January. So Mongfang Alonso Betrand is actually going to be helping us on the 9th. He's going to be partnering with us to buy Laoma food parcels and blankets that we're taking to Enanda. So about 50 orphans are up.
Oh, that's amazing. You guys are doing such great work. So if Abantu want to connect with you guys, they want to donate, they want to help, where can they follow you on social media?
Okay, so kona go Facebook page, kona go Instagram. You can also email me go foundation@ikono.co.za. Our landline is 031-266-9937. Also, when you go to Facebook, on a page dedicated to Kings and Queens, we'd love to see you there, because that's where most of the competitions are going for amatigiti. When you want to find out about our project, then you can check us out on Ikono Foundation on Facebook, and also DM us or whatever, my suggestions, or office collaborator Nati on any of the programs. By the way, MUT, we're inviting you, Masanzama Outreach. It would be nice to work with you guys, young and energetic.
Oh wow, we would also love to do that, but we will definitely speak more on that, Sis Pumzile, off air, but most definitely we would love to be a part of anything that has to do with community outreach, because we are also very much passionate about Abantu Abasha and making a difference.
Yeah. Namandla and lots of wisdom. Bantaba smart, Bantabasha. You know, an African child has got the most beautiful brain.
Yes, I like that you said African child. Most definitely.
No, I'm telling you. Look at my inventions, Afika. You know, when you go back to history, Uchakuti washing machine, who I invented? It's like a black woman who solved the issue of
Yay.
So I'm trying to say an African child is blessed, both women and men, the young men. You are rich, Afika. You've not actually reached your own potential.
I feel revived. Yabonga kakhulu, Sis Pumzile.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.